This is KTWHLP 99.5 FM in Two Harbors, Minnesota. And hang on to your hats, it's time for the Beet Farm.
Here's a little song you can all join in with. It's very simple and I hope it's new.
Hello, and thanks for listening to the Beet Farm Show here at KTWH 99.5 FM, low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota. If you're far away from this area, you can stream this show and all other programs at ktwh.org. The Beet Farm Show airs Friday, always airs on Fridays from 5 to 6. And we have vintage in-studio performances by a wide range of local instrumentalists, vocalists, and singer-songwriters performing in so many different styles. This is Leslie and Carl's Beet Farm Show, and we're here the third Friday of the month with new live sessions in the studio. Beet Farms are also replayed the following Sunday at 3 o'clock, just like this session will be. I'd like to welcome our guests, Mississippi Mike Wolf. Hello. And Eldry Snow. Eldry, I'm so sorry. Thanks so much for coming up here today. How about playing your first song?
Okay, well, we'll do that.
And what will it be?
We're going to call it The Voice of Johnny Cash.
All right.
And this one is, I might cry.
Oh.
But it's...
He's a crier.
Yeah, I cry. It kind of started my musical career. And it's a true story. It goes like, Monday night, and the voice of Johnny Cash is talking to a lost soul on the bridge of Natchez. River far and low is dark as molasses. And the voice says, friend, that ain't no way to go. It's Tuesday morning down in New Orleans. Sitting on a stoop is a homeless veteran, thinking this whole world has done abandoned him. And the voice says, man, tell you what, you are not alone. Then it's Wednesday at dusk down in San Quentin prison. This hard luck case, he's seeking some redemption. He's down on his knees trying to get some religion. And the voice tells him about a friend he knows. You know what I'm talking about? I thought that angels only wore white, till I saw an angel in black one night. I was headed to the bottom, I was sinking fast, till I heard the voice of Johnny Cash. Yeah, Johnny Cash. So this here song is about a guy named Jesse Morris. And I found myself in a rehabilitation center for doing too much cocaine. I thought I did the right amount, but they said I did too much. And while I was sitting there in that rehabilitation center, I heard about this guy. They called him the Punk Rock Johnny Cash. I read it in the newspaper, and it made me so jealous. So I'm like, I'm the Punk Rock Johnny Cash. And then I got out, got clean, and I was walking through a subway station. And I saw this guy. He's kind of chubby. I'm not gonna lie. He was a chubby dude. He had a mohawk, and he had tattoos all over his arms and all over his face. And man alive, he sounded exactly like Johnny Cash. And I'd never really written a good song in my life. And then he gave me this one. And I haven't ever got to play it for him. Because unfortunately, Jesse passed away at the very young age of 27. But I'm playing it for you now. I'm gonna tell you what. Thursday night at an Oakland BART station, this punk rock kid, he's filled with frustration. He's got no friends, got no family relations. And he hears this voice say, "Kid, I understand you." And then it's Friday morning at an Indian reservation. This hardworking dude, he's lost in frustration. He's got no friends, got no family relations. And a voice says, "Hey man, I beat that stuff, and so can you." I thought that angels only wore white. I saw an angel in black one night. I was headed for the bottom, I was sinking fast, till I heard the voice of Johnny Cash. Yeah, Johnny Cash, guitar solo. Are we all on board? We got some people here. Give me a little clap.
Yeah.
Sunday morning's coming down like a Montana hailstorm. My mind is busted and my heart has been torn. I curse the day that I ever did get born. And I hear a voice telling me to walk the line. I thought that angels only wore white, but I saw an angel in black one night. I was headed towards the bottom, I was sinking fast, till I heard the voice of Johnny Cash. Yeah, Johnny Cash.
Mississippi Mike Wolfe singing his original called The Voice of Johnny Cash. And that was kind of a learning about Mike's life a little bit and the ups and downs maybe. And thank
you. I've had a lot of both.
Yeah. You know what? I think anybody I'm friends with has had a lot of both. You know, we're just all in the same boat.
I'm going to say, though, one of the biggest ups was getting the opportunity to move to northern Minnesota, to Duluth, to this area, you know. It's unexpected, but
this music hub.
Yeah.
I mean, this arts hub, really.
People
this, this
hub.
Area. Yeah. Isn't it wonderful? And I, too, you know, I'm from a suburb of Chicago and ended up here and have absolutely no regrets. I actually moved to Superior in 98. But I, yeah, no regrets ever.
Yeah.
Wonderful, wonderful song. Once again, that was The Voice of Johnny Cash, written by Mike Wolfe.
Mississippi Mike
Mississippi
Wolfe.
Mike Wolfe.
M-I-S-I-S-I-P-I. It's really confusing.
Yeah, not double S's and not double P's in your name, and I know that. And so, how about another song right away?
I'm going to do one more right away, and then I'm going to invite my... I'm going to call her my friend, but she's my lover.
Yeah, you can call her. Call her like it is.
Audrey Snope. I'm going to do one more. And this is one that you and I met through.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a story about me and my mom and my dad, my Aunt Rachel. AM radio and bubblegum. Baseball cards and a new cap gun. Me and Mama at the county fair. when we both had freckles and beach blonde hair. These are the things that come to my mind whenever I smell old Naga hide. It's baked all day in the hot, hot sun like we sat on back when we were young in our old used car. There was yellow foam sticking out the holes in our seats. There was empty Coke bottles rolling around our feet. It was day to day, it was week to week, with no air in the summer, in the winter no heat. But Mama loved Daddy, Daddy loved her back, and I wouldn't trade that for a new Cadillac. 'Cause we were happy, though times were hard, we had food on our bellies. You know the words? We had grass in the yard and an old used car. Sing with me. Old used car, old used car. I never went too fast, never went too far. Gotta know where you come from and know where you are. I came here in an old used car. I came here in an old used car. Well, now every month we'd hope when we pray that old car could make it to the next payday, so Dad could get down to the junkyard and dig around till he found just the right part. Scraping his knuckles, he'd cry, he would pray, he would ask Chevrolet why, well, why. We couldn't live without, and we could never depend on that old used car. Are you gonna sing with me? You're gonna sing with me.
Right. Anybody can.
Old used car, old used car. It never went too fast, never went too far. Gotta know where you come from and know where you are. And I came here in an old used car. I came here in an old used car. Now it's funny sometimes how I reminisce. Sometimes I sit back and I wish that I could turn the hands of time, get back in that car with that family of mine. Mama and Daddy and Rachel too, going to work, going to school, going down to the grocery store, all of us climbing out the only functioning door of that old used car. Help me, please. Old used car, old used car. Never went too fast, never went too far. Gotta know where you come from and know where you are. And I came here in an old used car. I came here in an old used car. And my buddy, my girlfriend, my lover, Eldry, drove me up here. And her old used car.
Yeah. All right. So I'm remembering right, I think that was the song then that you entered in the Dylan Fest.
No, I didn't. That do
that wasn't
one.
The one?
I did a different one.
What one?
I did a worse one.
Okay, we won't.
I did one that came in.
We won't talk
second
about
place.
It. Oh, yeah.
It's a good
okay.
song. It's a good
all
song,
right.
This
okay.
year I'm coming with that one.
Oh, all right. Very cool. I'm going to make just a little bit of an announcement now. By the way, you're tuned in to KTWH 99.5 FM, Two Harbors, Minnesota. And we are smack dab in the middle of our wonderful spring fun drive. You know, this is a community volunteer radio station. And so we do come around a couple times a year to ask for donations, and I'm going to talk about it a little bit right now. If you have a hankering to support your station, this station, you can call and support in a lot of different ways, like volunteering and or help planning things. But as far as a monetary donation, I'm going to tell you how to do that. Go to ktwh.org and click donate. You can also pledge KTWH by calling 218-595-6195, 218-595-6195, or just mail a check to KTWH, Post Office Box 622, Two Harbors, Minnesota. That was Post Office Box 622, Two Harbors, 55616. Of course, you can always come into the radio station. That we just love to see people. However, sometimes the station has just recordings going on live, and there might not be somebody in here. Usually during regular business hours, you'll find somebody here, and you can drop off your contribution to Two Harbors, in Two Harbors at our studio, at, in the Harbor Landing Building at the corner of 7th Avenue and 7th Street. So there's several different ways that you are able to donate. If you love KTWH as much as me and Carl, please consider making that donation in whatever amount might fit you.
And this year we're not accepting any Buster Brown shoes.
We aren't accepting Buster Brown shoes?
Not this year.
What made you think of that? I have no idea.
Kind of shoes.
I never heard anything about... Yeah, we're old, Carl. I don't think most people know about Buster Brown shoes. But anyway, I guess we aren't accepting them this year.
I'm going to tell you, my dad was a... He got it out of the Air Force. He was in Vietnam. We didn't go to Vietnam, but he served during the Vietnam era. And he got a job at a shoe store, and Buster Browns were very popular at that time.
You know, it brings back this one memory. I can't believe how memories are flipped. My mother always used to make us wear saddle shoes, you know, or these Oxford kind. And I would leave my school gym shoes under a bush. And then as soon as I left the house, I'd change and then go to school.
Oh, my God. I'm going to tell you a story. So
loafers worked.
I played football as a kid, and I had Tony Dorsett. So you remember Tony Dorsett?
No.
He's a football player. He's Dallas Cowboys. And I had these Tony Dorsetts that my parents bought me. And they were cool shoes. But the day of the school, like the football photo shoot, I left my Tony Dorsett's behind, and I was wearing my Buster Browns, and it stars me to this day.
Isn't that something? Certain memories, you can't let them go. They just hit you so hard. Well, I'm going to ask you to play another song, and it doesn't have to be about shoes.
Well, we're going to ask, well, maybe you can play a song about shoes. What? We're going to ask Miss Eldry Snow.
I don't have any shoe songs, I guess.
You do have one. You're going to play the...
Shoe song? Well, I'm gonna play a Tom Waits song right now.
That's a Tom Waits song.
Yeah. This is called Picture.
I thought you were gonna do the shoes one.
Picture Postcards.
Okay.
Singing this song, it's time it was sung. I've been putting it off for a while, and it's harder by now. The truth is so clear, I'm crying when I'm seeing you smile. So goodbye and so long. Road calls you dear, oh my tears cannot bind you anymore. Farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes. Oh, kiss me, then you'll be gone. cry in the rain. And though you held in your hand the key to all joy, oh, your heart was not meant to be tamed. So goodbye and so long, the road calls you dear. Oh, my tears cannot bind you anymore. And farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes. Oh, kiss me and you'll be gone. And farewell to the girl with the sun in her eyes. Oh, and you'll be gone.
All right, yeah.
Thank you.
Oh, that was Eldry Snow singing a Tom Waits song called Picture Postcards.
Yep. And Mike, I think you've got good taste in your music partners.
Thank you, because I'm about to say, you know, I love Eldry. You know, I love her as a partner, but oh my God, you're so good, you're so good.
Thanks.
I get to play with actual Wolf occasionally, and Feeding Leroy, and Salty Dog, and John, Son of Mel, and who else?
Clancy Ward.
Clancy Ward. So many great musicians in this town. It's incredible. But
Boxcar.
Boxcar, yeah. I'm just so lucky. I came out here with literally nothing. No money. I had $0 and 0 cents.
And you came from where?
San Francisco.
Right.
And I definitely had 0 cents, and I mean that in the S-E and S-E. version, but
both ways.
But yeah, and I landed in Duluth, and it's just been a joy. It's been a joy, and we got our friends over here, Scream,
ow!
And it's just been amazing. And Flip Arcillary, and I can't name up everybody, but I've been very lucky. And to get this, what I do with Eldry is I sit next to her and I hold a guitar and I'm in the audience.
Oh?
I'm just part of the audience.
You also make it sound pretty good too.
I'm just the audience. Hey, she's so beautiful. So
but
great.
See, I loved what you added, your finger picking with her song. It's a great match, you guys. And
thank you.
Have a lovely voice.
Thank you.
You know, I do like to ask sometimes listeners ask, have your voice been formally trained, or you just picked up singing on your own?
Yeah, I've always been a fan of music and have lots of inspiration, but no, I'm not formally trained or
at
anything.
All.
Yeah.
And
no one's ever asked me
you?
That.
And I was just about to, though. Hey, you know, sometimes people will say, no, I never really studied, but I did have this one coaching session, you know, that happened with me on flute. I had a couple different one-time or two-time coaching sessions that changed the way I played, and, you know, they were great. So any influence on you?
Well,
like
my
that?
Big influence is my dad.
All
and
right.
My mom. They're both
See?
Incredibly intelligent and amazing musicians and artists. Well, my mom never played. She didn't show it off, at least. But my dad taught me John Prine and Willie Nelson. And my mom and my dad taught me Willie Nelson. And those
Van
are my
Zandt?
That's my biggest influences is Willie and. And I found my own, like, I love the Kinks and the Beatles.
Yeah.
But, and Little Feet. I don't know if you know Little Feet.
Oh, yeah. Are you kidding?
Little George, yeah.
Little George.
So that's what my dad and my mom taught me. And I've been chasing it ever since.
Yep. And did they actually teach you, or it was just because you
heard
it?
No, it was just there. It was just there.
It was just there.
It was big old crawfish boils and Little Feet. And jams, my buddy, my dad my buddy, my dad, he calls me a little buddy. My dad jamming with folks playing Little Feet, and I would, or John Prine, and I would be there noodling.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, that's way cool. See, in my house, no popular music, classical, day in, day out.
Oh, really?
That's all that was in my ear. So I have a big feel for that. I mean, I can play anything you put in front of me or jam with any classical music ever. So I it wasn't until my age of 50, and I'm 73, that I first played by ear. I always thought I could only read music. I was classically trained. Mm. I had to do this, had to do that. But then in the end, jamming was in me. And I knew it because I could sing harmony with my sisters playing their guitars, and I could sing harmony. But I never made an instrument. But then again, I didn't even play flute or do any music for 20 years in there. So, Carl, you wanted to say something?
I just wanted to say that many years back, I was living in Southern California, and my brother lived in San Diego. And I went down to see him, and he got off work, and he was reading the newspaper after work. And he said, I don't believe it. John Prine is playing at the Wrinkle Room. And that was the bar that we used to sneak off to, and nobody knew where we went. And we went down there, and in the door walked John Prine, and we spent the whole evening listening to John Prine.
Cool.
That's amazing.
Nobody else was in
jealous.
The bar, as he tells it. Nobody else. They had a private concert.
We are
so
jealous.
That's way cool.
We are jealous.
Yeah. Yeah. How about another song?
All right, I'll do one. I'll lay down, and I'll be your road. I take you, you wanna go. You can ride me as far as you please. Or baby, just walk across me. I will lay down, I'll be your road. I'll float up and I'll be your sky. Place for your star to shine. I'll be cloudy, you need to cry. Cause your sorrow will also be mine. I will lay down, I'll be your rule. I'll be your lover and I'll be your friend. Your lifelong supporter, your number one fan. Cannot be perfect, but I promise to do all the best that I can do. Cause I wanna be something special for you. And I'll be your shining sea. That's what you need me to be. When you wanna sail away, rock gently upon my waves, I will be your shining sea. I'll be your lover, I'll be your friend, your lifelong supporter, your number one fan. Cannot be perfect, I promise to do all the best that I can do. Cause I wanna be something special for you. I'll lay down and I'll be your road. Take you where you wanna go. You can ride me as far as you please. Or baby, just walk across me. I will lay down, I'll be your road.
Nice.
Woo!
And that, again, it was called, is that called I'll Be Your...
I'll Be Your Road. Unrecorded, so don't steal that one, internet people.
Nobody's going to steal something from the Beat Farm Show, although it's worth stealing. That was a really awesome song, yeah. Let's see, I wanted to, I know that you, Mike, have been... into visual artistry as well.
Yeah, luckily,
yeah. And I'm so impressed, especially with your Dylan Fest. Duluth does Dylan.
Oh, thank you. Yeah.
Logos. You've done how many now?
Oh, I have no idea.
Lost count.
I lost count.
I think this year's is just so cute and kind of comical. Very, very cute. That was so. Mississippi Mike Wolf and Eldry Snow are here with us, and Mississippi Mike Wolf does the logos for the Duluth Does Dylan Festival, and that's coming up next week. I think it actually starts Sunday, maybe.
Oh, yeah. It's going to be good. It's
very fun.
I think it's bigger than ever.
Oh, yeah. Yep. It's very, very fun. We're actually...
National acts coming through.
That's right. And we're Carl and I are actually having a open acoustic jam at Carmody's on Monday at 5:30, right after the whiskey tasting at 5.
That whiskey's good though. it is really good. I got to try some last year. It's delicious.
All right. Did you have?
Just come on down.
Just come on down. Okay. Yeah.
I will say this too about because I. You know, I've done the graphic art stuff and poster making for a long time. And I was talking about buddy Blake Shippey, Boxcar. There's a lot of great graphic artists in Duluth and whatever this area is called, the Twin Bays or whatever.
Twin Ports.
It scares me. It really scares me.
Every art. There are so many artists doing all sorts. I mean... Music, visual art, spoken word, everything. This is an incredible area for people to make connections, get ideas, have their stuff be heard or seen. And
yeah, it's amazing.
I never regret moving here. I just love this area. Yeah.
Yeah, when I first came here, and I came here right before COVID, and I was like, oh, it's this San Francisco of the North.
Recently.
I'm like, no, it ain't. And then it's better than San Francisco.
Yeah, because you came here right from San Francisco, didn't you?
I mean, I like the restaurants in San Francisco, but the people here are amazing. The art here, the music.
Right.
It's great.
It really is incredible.
It fills me with love of life, you know?
Right. You're listening to KTWH 99.5 FM, low power, Two Harbors, Minnesota, and are we going to take a little break to listen to one song?
Which one
that Mississippi Mike Wolf? Have you chosen the track yet?
I think we picked one more thing. I can't remember the words. So.
And Carl, do you have that queued up there then?
I do.
Okay, good.
Took possession of my Mustang. 300 horses, midnight blue. 2 months payment overdue. But a car's just one more thing. I placed an ad for our TV. Only got half what it cost me. But you know my kids gotta eat. Can't be living out on the street. And man, I love that flat screen. But a TV's just one more thing. The only thing we need.
right. That was a cut from Mississippi Mike Wolf's album. Mississippi Mike Wolf and Eldry Snow are here live today. And that song was called One More Thing. And the CD is called The Cold Hard Facts of Mike. And, yeah, I think that was a very, very cool song.
Thank you.
You want to talk a little bit about this CD?
Yeah, well, so the weird thing, and I mentioned the story earlier about me going to rehab for doing the wrong amount of cocaine. And I got out, and I had a buddy. I started writing songs immediately. I met Jesse Morris, or I saw Jesse Morris, and I wrote The Voice of Johnny Cash. And I just started writing songs out of the, like, I would write 5 songs a day, and I had a buddy who had a computer, and I knew he could record songs. So I'm like, can I record some of these songs? I couldn't remember them, you know? And he let me record a couple of 3 of them, and then he got a hold of me a few days after I recorded like 3 of them, and it's like, hey, I did something to your songs. And I'm like, what did you do? Well, what he did was he got a band. His name is Maurice Tanney.
And
and he put a band behind him, and he made it into a real record.
Getting a little choked up, huh?
Yeah, and so I'm like, can you do that to my other songs? So he did, and so then I invested like $800, you know, into like reproducing the CD, and then this guy in New York heard my CD, and he's like, I want to sign you up for my. I'm a publisher, and I could put you in the movies, and I could put you on the TV.
And I just got chills.
So that's what happened.
Oh, wow.
But I recorded them. It's just me and my acoustic guitar. It's just, it's same as what I'm doing right in front of you right now.
Uh-huh.
Just me singing. And my friends put that together for
me. Wow.
And hopefully this will happen for our friend, Eldry Snow, who's going to...
Right, and I'd like to talk a little bit about Eldry Snow right now, who happens to be from Le Sueur, Minnesota, and I guess I read somewhere that that is known to be the home of the Jolly Green Giant. Now, I mean, you know, some people claim to be from Duluth because music and the arts are really big, but the the Jolly Green Giant's home. All right, so I read that last year, Eldry, you hosted the Eldry Snow Variety Show, and what a catchy name.
That's why we did it.
at Earth Rider Breweries Festival Grounds. Also, you performed and helped organize the Great Northern Squash Festival in Chaffee, Wisconsin.
Yes.
Yeah. And I believe that Mike has joined you on stage way before that, as well as drummer Shauna Willie. And, you know, I read that name and I went, oh, my gosh, I wonder if she might be the daughter of Steve and Kim Willie, who I taught with in Superior. They are probably also retired now, teachers. And, in fact, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I'll have to double check, but she's Superior. So.
Stephen Kim Willie in there. And I know he is actually quite a guitar player himself.
Okay.
The first time I ever played music with Shane Nelson, Ed Willie. I said Steve, didn't I? His name is Ed. Ed Willie. I'm so sorry. Ed also played with Shane, and that's how... I taught with them in the same school, but I hadn't been involved with music. How did you get started with your music, Mike and Eldry? Was it in school, or somebody gave you a guitar? Or I'm always curious about that.
Well, I grew up in Mississippi. We didn't have music in school and stuff, but I did go to Catholic school, so there was. I'm not Catholic, but. I played music around. My dad hooked me up, but
your dad hooked you up because I think you said before there was music in the house, and sometimes you'd sit and try to pluck along.
My dad's a great musician. He played in bands in the '60s and stuff, and like, He's like a late 60s, early 70s guy, so mm-hmm. like playing like, I don't know.
Actually in Mississippi?
No, he's from Florida.
Oh.
Yeah. But playing like, I don't know. God dang the pusher man. I can't say the actual word.
Yeah, okay.
Steppenwolf.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. The Doors.
Right.
Yeah.
And Eldry. Beatles. How did you get started with it? I know it wasn't all that long ago, huh?
Yeah, I learned how to play guitar in high school. I was into, like, Bob Dylan and Joni Mitchell and all that kind of
the
stuff.
The greats, yeah.
Yeah, Marcy Stoicki actually taught me how to play guitar. She was the previous owner of Amazing Grace.
What's her name? Marcy.
Marcy, yep.
Yeah, okay.
She's from up near Two Harbors, too. But she was in Le Sueur before she met Chip.
Uh-huh.
When she met Chip, she moved up here, and they ran the Grace together.
And so she actually, like, gave you her first lessons?
Yeah.
Or
yep.
Yeah. Oh, that's way
we
cool.
We would play, like, Peter, Paul, and Mary songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Neil Young.
Yep.
That kind of stuff.
Well, very cool. How about another song?
Sure. Here's a song I wrote. Was that comfort in the morning? I thought about it all day. Everything you told me you felt the same way. When actions are louder than just words could ever say. So why wait for tomorrow if we could start today? Say goodbye before you go. Know this heart, it won't break. Say goodbye before you go. Just won't be the same. Before you go,
Kim Liana's in the studio, and she's over there going, and I...
Uh-oh.
Yeah. A little bit of a sad song. Eldre Snow's original called Say Goodbye. Yeah, I thought probably that. And so, I do want to mention this really cool thing that Eldre, I guess Eldre is one of the directors for the Squash Fest in Foxborough, Wisconsin. It's happening in September. I'm not sure what the dates are.
15th and 16th.
Oh, okay.
September 15th and 16th.
15th and 16th,
yep. Shane Nelson will not be involved
at
all.
Yes, he will. He'll be there.
Is he?
Okay. Why did you say Shane wouldn't be well, anyway?
Because I love him. He's my favorite.
I know. I know.
We love Shane, too.
We do, and we've known him ever since he was in second grade, actually, because he's from Superior, or he lives in Superior, and so do we. And I taught in the schools, and he was in the schools most of the time.
So, yeah, we have Feeding Leroy. Superior Siren is playing.
Oh, yay.
Siren, yeah. Kind Country Band.
Kind Country Band.
High and Rising.
High and Rising.
Oh, that is going to be cool.
It's major. It's really is. It's homegrown, but condensed into 2 days.
We have 30 bands in 2 days.
Wow. So tell us more. Do you have to buy tickets ahead of time, or how much are they, if you don't mind saying?
Yeah, we www.squashfest.org. You can buy tickets. It's $100 for the whole weekend, and you can also buy day passes. $100 includes two nights
of camping,
2 days of music.
Oh, wow. And Foxborough. Yeah, all right.
So. If you're into like orgies,
go ahead.
It's like that. Last year was so amazing.
Last
year was amazing though. We had rain last year, and I'm not even. I was an employee, but it was amazing. I've been involved in a lot of music festivals, and it was my favorite by far.
Oh wow. We didn't get to go, but I heard some great things, and we are planning to go this year for sure. So that's Squash Fest in Foxborough, Wisconsin on September 15th and 16th. Yep. So that would probably be the best time that we could hear you again. Or do you have some other gigs coming up, both of you? I really wanted to ask something sooner maybe than September.
Yeah, middle of June. I have a couple Sundays booked at the Cedar Lounge. They're doing live music every Sunday this summer from 1 to 5. So I've got one in June and one in July. We're doing Superior Porch Fest. And Mike's got a lot of things lined up.
Yeah, lay it on us.
Always a news to me, but I try to avoid gigs because I'm shy. I'm very shy, but I have stuff. Cedar... We're putting together a Gordon Lightfoot. She hasn't heard about this. But we're putting together a Gordon Lightfoot tribute.
So yay!
If you're a GL fan, that'll be in September at Earth Rider and the outdoor stage.
Yeah, love that venue. All the whole, inside and outside. We've been going to hear Sonia Martin over there on Sundays. Yep, it's a great thing.
So we're hoping to have Al Sparhawk, Mark Gartman, obviously Eldre. Kaylee, whatever her name is, Kaylee, but sometimes everyone local, you know, and just, I feel like it's appropriate to do a Gordon Lightfoot tribute in Superior, you know.
Definitely.
So.
And so that will be, once again, that'll be at Earth Rider?
Earth Rider in September.
Yeah.
And it'll be outdoors, yeah.
Right. That's great. Have you reached out to people yet for that?
I shouldn't have announced it yet. No.
Okay. That's okay. Hey, we're privy to some confidential information that gets heard for the first time over the air here.
Are you guys fans of that Gordon Lightfoot guy?
Yes.
He was super cool.
Amazing. Yeah. Really amazing. Carl, do you do one of his songs, don't you, in the jam?
That's what you get for loving me.
That's what you get
Why
for loving me.
Why don't you do
me.
It right now?
I'm going to flip the script.
No, I don't.
I know that song. That's a great song.
You song? Can you?
Go ahead and do it.
That's
can
what you get for loving me.
Yeah.
Waylon Jennings covered it.
Oh.
Yeah, I toured with that one in Europe. Yeah.
Toured that one in Europe? What the heck? When did you tour in Europe?
I've been over there a few times.
Wow, neat.
Yeah.
When you go there, what kinds of venues do you
They're
play?
They're really generous, to be honest. Like, especially in like Amsterdam or like, you know, Germany and I lose track because I'm just kind of on the, I'm just there, you know, but. They're very generous. They pay you well. They give you great, like, places to stay. They feed you well.
How did you get into that? What made you?
I was in a band called Tom Armstrong and the Jukebox Cowboys, and I kind of discovered the guy. I didn't discover him. Other people discovered them, but I'm like, you're so good. We should play gigs, and he. And then he won a bunch of awards and stuff. And next thing you know, we're on a record label, like a major record
wow.
label. And we go over to England. We only did England with me and him. But and then we had a Scottish band backing us up. And we were on the BBC. We got interviewed by... We played... huge places.
Wow.
We were on the television and everything. And I'm like,
nice.
I never toured in my life.
How cool is that?
And then he decided he didn't want to play music anymore, but the guy who hooked us up with it, the Scottish dude, his name is John Miller. He liked my music, so he brought me over. So I started going over there every year. And I went over there like 6 times, you know. I haven't been over there in a minute, but...
Well, I've never been to Europe. Carl has, you know. I better hurry up. I'm getting old.
We're touring all over. It was crazy. And they treat you so good over there.
Oh, that is way cool. All right. I'm looking at the clock, and it looks like we have only 5 minutes left. So I do want to say a couple of things. First, thank you to the listeners for joining me today, listening in, and please remember to support your favorite volunteer-run radio station. Remember, just go to ktwh.org now through May 25th for donation information, or you can just donate anytime, any day, ktwh.org or 218-595-6195. What did I write here? Last ending, if time. Oh my gosh. Last time I was, Carl and I were here in the Beat Farm, doing a Beat Farm show. I was on doing some live stuff with Robbie Meyerson. And I forgot to mention that if you're interested in acquiring any Robbie Meyerson CD, especially the one that I played several songs on with her, Dave Hill recorded that for us. You can reach out to me at leslieblack2@gmail.com or the radio station, and they'll get in touch with me, and then I can get you a CD. All right, so we're just about to have our last song,
Do we have one more for Eldrie Snow, Baby Mine?
Sure.
All right, that's called... Baby Mine, and you wrote it, Eldrie.
I did, yep.
And we have been having a wonderful time with Mississippi Mike Wolf and Eldrie Snow, and thank you guys so much.
Thanks for having us.
Oh, came all the way up from Duluth. Bless your hearts. Thanks.
If I lost her in a crowd, I would search 10,000 miles. Baby mine, baby mine. She's got her daddy's smile. She's got my hoots and howls. Baby mine, baby mine. baby mine, they cut her off of me, I wanted to have her on the floor, baby mine, with her heart on her sleeve, she could never love me more, baby mine. Baby mine, baby
time. Thank you guys so much for being here.